This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live long and prosper. Find a couple of other platitudes in there as well. 7 after the hour. It is a Wednesday. What's today? The 9th of September upon us. Doug Steffen with the lovely and talented Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter. Instagram. We got to stop being old timers here, Kenny, and work on Instagram. I hear from my sources that Instagram is it with the millennials. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but man, do I hear more and more about that in the business circles that I travel. People had a meeting last night with some people, and they just said, Instagram, Instagram, Instagram.
Yeah, you just have to put that on your phone.
On my phone?
Yes.
Or your phone?
Well, I won't be able to take pictures of anything that you're doing.
Ah. So I have to be the initiator. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, maybe I should buy one of those Apple phones, and then I can take pictures more easily. Apple's latest iPhone 6S is already a bore. Apple shares down 6% in the last month prior to the anticipated announcement of the iPhone 6S. How long can they keep this up? See, isn't it interesting how sometimes things are twisted and turned around? Like, you wouldn't want to have Apple stock in your portfolio. Why wouldn't you want to have Apple stock in your portfolio? It's going to go up, it'll go down. It's like all other stock. If there was a company that depended on a single product, then it would be different. But they have all kinds of products, and they are highly touted and accepted. So in my
more
case,
and more all the time.
Yeah. So in the case of somebody like me that's an IBM sort, that is my smartphone, all the technology I use in my office and in my studio, laptop, pretty much everything. I do have an iPad, but everything else is not Apple-based. But am I happy with what the latest from Microwave. That's what it feels like sometimes. Microsoft. Do I like it? No. Is it easy? No. Is it well done? No. Have they let their success go to their head? Yeah, maybe at Microsoft they have. If Gates were still there, you'd wonder if the situation would be as it is now. But the situation is as it is now, not easy to deal with. And then my children both use mostly, they all use academic side. My daughter is an academic, and everybody seems to be using that stuff in the academic world, all of the Apple. and I'm not here as a salesman for Apple. My dear heart has an iPad, an iPhone, a laptop, Mac machine. So she's got a watch. So she's pretty much wrapped up in that culture. And so how many more people? They have a lot of products. This is foolish. You know what this is? This is the business news media going down the same street as the regular news media. It's this, let's find something bad and let's pound away at it. So they may not have a great, they don't appeal to me in a way, but there are other things about them that does. I love the screens on the Mac machines. They're very bright, clear, sharp. I don't know that I'm into all of the ways that they function, because when I travel and you use another kind of computer, oftentimes in the hotels or in other businesses, they have Apple products. And so you learn how to make them work. What do you have? I don't even know what you have, Kenny. What do you have?
I don't have any Apple anything.
No Apple.
I have an, no, I have, a Android phone, have HP computers.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, if you will, for those of you who have a great imagination, think about how this company began, Apple. Think about how Microsoft began. And then these guys started in a basement, in a garage. A little business that became a little bigger, and a little bigger, and a little bigger, and a little bigger, and a little bigger. I bet there are a lot of you who have little businesses that have watched them grow over the time that you've had these businesses, and you're quite justifiably proud of what you've created. And that's really kind of what the focus is here in a moment. A fellow that won a contest on a part of this program associated with an outfit called Dream Big America, Greg Ely, is going to explain what he's designed, what he's got for a business, and maybe how it impacts you next here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most of you who listen to this program with regularity know how much I want to support and have in fact supported new businesses, entrepreneurs, inventors, people who come up with ideas that can help us sustain the American way of life, the American dream. It is, after all about small businesses that become medium-sized businesses, that become large businesses. And so, over the course of the last couple of years, I've had an amalgamation with what we call Dream Big America, a way for us to present some of these people with their ideas. And then we molded that together with My Cool Inventions so that we had the best of the best of the best. And this gentleman is the best of the best of the best. Greg Ely is here. He was the grand winner of our Dream Big America feature last year. He is the sort of innovator who sees a problem and fixes it. He's got a device called the Neck Assist, also known as the Neck and Back Support System, or NABSS, the solution to the discomfort and injury that many of you all too often feel if you're working on devices that are over your head, or you've got focus on sitting in the same seat the same way, neck pain, that sort of thing. This man is here to help explain how this all works. I invited Greg to come on because he was a winner and help us understand the value, the virtue of his Neck Assist. Greg, congratulations. Welcome to Good Day.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio and discuss my device.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with you. This come out of something that you needed yourself or somebody you knew needed?
It came out of something that I needed. Back in 2000, I blew out my back, and I'm a construction worker by trade. Back in 2000, I blew out my back, had back surgery, I got rear-ended and had neck injury, and I was still doing construction work, and I was doing overhead work. I'm a painter by trade, so one day I painted like 15 ceilings, and my neck killed me for about a week afterwards, just keeping my head in that tilt back position. So I needed something to support my head while I was still doing work, because I still was doing construction work, so I needed something to help me out, and this is what I came up with.
All right. Greg has a website. I would send all of you there who, if you're like me, Meredith, most people that you know have a back problem or a neck problem or both. So go to neckassist.com, NECKASSIST, neckassist.com, and figure out how to stop this neck pain from wrecking your life. If you get it from your job, if you get it from your hobby, whatever it is, mine comes from the farm probably more than anything else. Meredith rides horses. I'm sure that's part of it there. But you got all kinds of people who are make their living as a plasterer. You are a painter. You do anything that requires you being on a ladder up and looking. I'm sort of now demonstrating it back in my chair, looking up at the ceiling. This is tough stuff. So how have you found it working? You know, obviously, you become a success because it works. How do you measure that? How are you measuring by the number of these items you've sold or what? Tell us how you progress.
I'm doing it by the number of items I've sold, which I've sold a couple to some construction companies, but mostly to, believe it or not, mostly to residential people that been having, they've had neck problems or back problems, and they do their work around the house. I mean, the normal people cleaning their gutters or just cleaning their ceiling fans or blinds in the house. So I've sold quite a few just to the residential people, because I did make this not just for the professional, but also for the homeowner as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's very lightweight, easy to wear, and it literally takes that stress and strain off your neck and head when you're using it and looking up. And as I said before in my pitch, even stargazers would love this thing, because they're always looking up in the skies at the stars, and this thing would just relax their head. They could look all night long if they wanted to.
All right, the other application I'm thinking about is practical. Christmas time, people decorating their trees, installing the lighting up on the top of the tree, can't quite reach up there. There's a lot of that going on, it seems to me. People are washing their windows, putting up curtains, all that sort of thing. It's just natural. It's a natural for it, as far as I can see, Greg.
Yes, it definitely is, and it does. It helps. I mean, I swear by this. It's helped me out, just stress and strain off my neck and head and shoulders helps me out. You still get it. This thing doesn't take it totally away. Nothing really.
Well, it gives you support.
Totally away.
It's support. All right, so check out Greg's website, neckassist.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
On the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend after I draw my pay.
I talk about drinking on the weekend, and here we got Merle Haggard.
There you go.
Monday morning, bringing us back to the weekend and then wondering about Monday morning. Merle Haggard in the news, known for helping grow the outlaw country movement back in the 1970s. I don't think he's outgrown his outlaw image at all.
No.
He speaks his mind, doesn't care who hears him or who likes him. So he's given an interview, and he was asked a lot about a bunch of different things. One that struck him was his opinion of the newer country musicians. He had a nice... Well, he was talking about a new singer named Sturgill Simpson, currently opening for Merle on his tour. He says, as far as I'm concerned, he's the only one out there. He comes out, does a great show, that's it. As far as other country musicians are concerned, the rest of them sound like a bunch of blank to me. I can't tell what they're doing. They're singing about screwing up on a pickup, tailgate, things of that nature. I paraphrase that somewhat. I don't find about anything there that helps my life. My music is about helping people's lives. It's hot right now, but he says he thinks it will cool off. So how long has he been around? He's been around about 40 years, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Right. At least.
Yep. Inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, has received the Kennedy Center Honors. Career spanning decades. He doesn't plan on slowing down. He says, I feel right now I'm great. I don't have much sign of aging. I've had cancer, so I'm not scared. I ain't scared of nothing. Looks like somebody wants me to be alive, so I'm going to do my best to act like I'm alive. I enjoy playing and singing and traveling. It's a little rougher every year, but maybe they ought to be out there and fix some of the roads. So, you agree with Merle Haggard, new country is not as good as old country. I agree with him 100%. I think the new country music is crap.
You guys sound like just cocky old man.
No, I like
it. Not as good as that. Let me tell you something. Country's never been as popular as it is today.
Very popular because there's great promotion in it. People are smart that are running the country music cavalcades, and so they're doing a good job with it. I don't happen to think it's anywhere near as... When I find a station that plays what they call classic country, I listen to it. I like it. Don't like the new stuff. Don't identify with it at all.
speaking,
I just did.
Of identifying with it, yes?
Yes. Just because you don't identify with it doesn't mean it isn't good.
It's not good for me. Everybody discusses this on their own personal taste. I'm just telling you, as far as I'm concerned, it isn't working for me. The old country works for me, new country doesn't. So therefore, Richie, I think we'll move along.
There you go.
The video of the day today at DougStefan.com, from General Motors. This is very cool. You got to watch this. This is a time-lapse video showing a restoration done to one of the Corvette convertibles that was sucked into a sinkhole a year or so ago. The car was significant to GM because it was the 1 millionth Chevy Corvette that was built.
This was a sinkhole at the Corvette Museum, just any Corvette.
At the museum,
The Corvette Museum with all of these extremely rare Corvettes for one reason or another.
Yep, that's what it is. All right, so check that out, video of the day. Video of the day from yesterday, it came from Bloomberg News. They present a story on the National Audio Company, the last audio cassette factory, and the owner says he's glad that they held on because business is booming. Listen to this.
I think you could characterize our operating model as stubbornness and stupidity.
That's all you need right
there.
Right. Too stubborn to quit.
Too stubborn to quit knows what his market
now,
is.
We're making more audio cassettes than we've ever made.
Good for you, sir. Check out, you're always teasing me about my old audio.
No, it's about a 4-minute story and you got to hear it. It's
check it out. Video of the day at DougStefan.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The hour, 3 minutes after the bottom of the hour, as they say, we have the top and bottom of the hour. Sounds like we were visiting a strip bar, but it's not here. Top's exposed, bottom's exposed. Here we are, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on our Wednesday program with a focus on agriculture, your health and well-being, and what's going on the farm. This is in depth. I want to have you understand some things that are going on that are affecting your life, whether you know it or you don't know it. For example, those of you who don't smoke, most of the people in this country are not smokers. In fact, when most of the people in this country find out what goes on tobacco farms, and I put that in quotation marks because I usually think of farmers as growing things that are good for you, and tobacco is not good for you. So maybe we ought to, I call them tobacco growers, not tobacco farmers. At any rate, the number of tobacco growers in our country is dropping, and those who still remain growing tobacco are dealing with recent loss of cash infusion, which had been ordered by the government 10 years ago. Those who remain better positioned to grapple with foreign competition, there are a lot of farmers slash growers who in South America, for example, Central America, other areas of the world are growing tobacco and they're shipping it. This is the craziest thing. They grow tobacco. You know how we have subsidized tobacco farmers, tobacco growers in this country, and well, we've subsidized farmers for doing all kinds of things. But it takes a long time to fix problems. So as a result of the corruption that is so much a part of our government, a lot of congressmen, southern congressmen, got the rest of Congress to vote on helping tobacco growers 10, 12 years ago. So there were subsidies. Now finally those are being cut, and as they're being cut, fewer and fewer farmers are growing tobacco. They're growing other things, which is a good thing, things that are good for us. Some of the things, beans, for example, a lot of things that we have that we're known for, wheat, that sort of thing. But tobacco is now in deplete mode. Was it Depeche Mode? Is that the name of a group? A singing group, right, Kenny? Depeche
yes,
mode?
Depeche okay. mode.
So this is deplete mode. And as a result of that, we're now going overseas to buy tobacco. These the killer companies like R.J. Reynolds and Liggett Myers, these companies that make the cancer sticks that kill millions of Americans and tens of millions of people around the world every year. This is the oxymoronic part of our focus. Have you heard the president talk anything about smoking cessation? He's not been able to quit smoking. He still smokes. So is he in league with all these people? Well, he's somewhat sympathetic, it would seem. At least, however, your will has been done, because there was a $9.6 billion, $9.6 billion subsidy every year in the Farm Bill to pay growers the rights to grow tobacco, certain land, that kind of stuff. The tobacco manufacturers were actually paying for this most recently because the feds assessed the companies a certain sort of mitigation. You know how developers, when they're building in your neighborhood, you got a new development going up, the planning board in your community asks or tells these people if they want permits, they have to put 1% of their profit into a mitigation fund to fix the roads, improvements in town, you know, that kind of stuff. It's a bribe, basically. It's underscored as something that's necessary to help the town. But if you want to do business with us, you got to pay us. That's really what it is. But it isn't going to the individuals on the planning board or the selectmen or city council. It's going into a fund to help supposedly improve the town. And that's good. That's cool. But in terms of farmers or growers, the money now, as it was assessed, the whole idea of paying these people to grow a product that kills finally has expired. So the tobacco growers are now trying to compete with foreign growers because the foreign growers have been growing tobacco for us. So now they're looking for subsidies from other countries to keep growing tobacco. What's wrong with this picture? Hello, ding, 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 ding. We grow the best tobacco in the world, so say the growers here. Really? So that means you kill more people? All right. So I have no sympathy. I have no regard. I have absolutely no respect, no interest in promoting the people who waste our land and waste their time, waste their lives to grow something that kills people. They're off the grid as far as I'm concerned. Forget about it. All right, what else is going on? Do you agree or disagree? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Ken's Monitoring, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So am I right or not? How is it that you and I, even if we're not subsidizing the farmers, the growers, we're subsidizing health insurance rates, we're subsidizing what the government pays in terms of health care, what we all privately pay for health care? Because oftentimes the stuff is, yeah, you say, well, insurance companies ask if you're a smoker and they'll charge you more for your insurance. Yeah, that's true to a point. But there's so many other things that are affected by it. Secondhand smoke, all of this stuff. I've told you the story of me. I have now a blockage in my carotid arteries. And the research shows that that came about as a result of me being exposed to secondhand smoke as a kid growing up. I don't have any blockages. I have completely clean arteries and veins throughout the rest of my body. No plaque, no nothing. But whatever it is about secondhand smoke and how its influence collects in your carotid arteries, I resent that because it may affect my longevity. You'd probably be upset about it too if you figured out that's what caused it, if you have that problem. Anyway, we ought to do everything we can to just stomp on these people. Because those of you who are smokers, how do you justify that? You like it? I got an email from somebody, Kenny, the other day who was very upset with me because I was talking about smoking and secondhand smoke and he has a right to smoke. Yep, you do. You have a right to eat bad food, to eat, and who's judgmental about that? I am. I'm a farmer. I've been a farmer all my life. I know what good food is, bad food is, how to grow good food, how to grow bad food, how to produce good milk and good cows, or just don't do that. Just make shoot them up with hormones and get as much milk out of them as you can. I know how to do all of that stuff. So whether you know it or you don't know it, I have a lot of knowledge in this area. And I'm interested in my own health and well-being, and thus have done a lot of research and studying as to what makes our bodies tick. And so I'm frequently called upon to comment on some of these things, and sometimes I just desire to talk about it myself because it seems just plain wrong. Just wrong to have these things as a part of what you're doing to yourself. You have the right to do it. Is it smart? No. Is there anything good about it? We can say, well, it keeps me from getting fat. Really, how about you make good choices when it comes to eating? You know how to do that. You know, we all are smart enough to know how to make good choices and bad choices. So anyway, I'm now focused on long life. Dr. Jack Stockwell, in a moment, helps us understand one route to get there if you want to have a longer life. And believe me, it has nothing to do with smoking. That's up next year on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
This week on Geico Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
45 past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program presenting Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, also along with his wife, responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. Every week he's here a couple of times because he makes a lot of sense, and frankly, I enjoy talking to him. Because he's here with so much information, and he and his wife and his staff have produced this new product, the Long Life Energy Enzyme. This is a capsule that will help you save yourself from processed foods. If you've been eating really bad stuff all of your life, listen to Jack explain how this compound, because that's what it is, the Long Life Enzyme works on you.
Well, it's it actually sends your pancreas on a vacation.
A pancreatic vacation?
Well,
what is that?
Yeah, pancreas. Well, the thing, the modern day diet is so full of sugar and it is so full of overly processed foods that the body has a hard time recognizing anymore. Your pancreas is on a full time job trying to handle the kind of stuff that we're constantly giving it.
Mm-hmm.
So you start off the morning with breakfast cereal and you end up going for a fast food lunch and then you end up eating dinner out of a box, a bag, or a can, and a whole day's experience of being involved with non-food items that we think is food is causing a rash of pancreatic problems around the country.
So if you take this product on an empty stomach, there are three powerful enzymes that work against the bad cells, rip open the coating of the bad cells, and destroy them so your immune system can be working, or the immune system actually is enhanced, works better. This is a very important product there, where you take four at a time. I haven't been taking enough.
Yeah, you start off in the morning with four about a half an hour before a good breakfast. If there's some pancreatic problems going on where the pancreas needs some additional help and support, you would take some more later in the day.
All right, eliminate heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, bloating, indigestion, all kinds of digestive distress. You hear Jack say every bit of your health, every bit of your health starts in your gut. So go to, it's pretty easy to find, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and use the word Doug for a 10% discount. Long Life Enzyme promo, it's Doug, 10% discount, okay? Long Life Enzymes, something Jack explains, very good for you. Doug is the code you use at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, what's the podcast this week, by the way, at ForbiddenDoctor.com?
Oh, it's Forbidden Doctor Stories, the kind of feedback that we're getting now for the things that we've been recommending people to do to be able to take control of their own health, cure their own diseases, support their own increased function without ever having to leave home, and the stories that we're getting back in with the thousands upon thousands of people.
Must listen. This is must-listen podcasting.
Yeah. Do it yourself.
The Forbidden Doctor, Jack and Mary Stockwell, putting this together. Okay, there's a study of a hospital in your backyard. University of Utah Healthcare Center in Salt Lake City has done a study of costs. And very interesting, the lady who runs the hospital did something that nobody else has thought of before. Gee, let's find out what it costs us to do business. Gee. So what do you glean from that, even though it's a sort of traditional medicine? Is this a step in the right direction?
Well, yes, it certainly is, because they find out that they're stepping over their own feet all the time. You know, the whole idea of the first do no harm, but they found out that the inattention that a lot of these doctors will give to a patient ends up causing even more problems.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the whole idea is to be able to alleviate suffering and attend to their needs, their desires, their interests, their inquiries. And a lot of people are just kind of pushed off to the side, like they're just another number. And they find out that this actually increases their own internal costs through inattention to the patient.
Yep. So that's something I hope, I mean, you're going to, I said, make reference to it, because this is going to be something people are going to be talking about all week long. I think this is very important information.
Well, I think it is, because there seems to be this unemotional attachment that seems to be developing. And the same thing happened with, my mother passed away at a hospital adjacent to the University of Utah Hospital when it was January 2002. She was in surgery entirely too long. Mm-hmm. So I finally called, and they gave me the head operating nurse in the operating room, and she says, "Oh, nobody got to you? Your mother didn't make it."
Yeah, nice.
She tells me that over the phone while I'm driving up the freeway to find out why my mother hasn't come out and said, "Oh, your mother didn't make it."
Yeah, that's what you call... Well,
that's the thing we're talking about.
Yeah, it is, exactly. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What is the price of one piano compared to the terrible crime that has been committed here?
But that's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Does your dig that? I thought you said your dig did not bite.
That is not my fault.
Do you have any
what kind of a burn it was? The exploding kind.
Very good stuff from Peter Sellers.
My favorite line, do you have any songs for that mean kid?
Peter Sellers was born in the state in 1925. He died fairly young, as I recall. It seems to me he was in his 60s and had like a heart attack and went bingo like that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's right, Chuck. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man.
Sure, be a question for Chucker.
Yes,
for
Chuck.
And I'm not sure. I think this is the case. Was he the first James Bond?
No, that was Casino that Royale? Was Niven. That was David Niven.
No, that was David Niven. Yeah,
yeah,
no.
David Niven. Did he play James Bond?
No.
No.
No. No.
Okay.
No, he hasn't. He's never in a James Bond movie. All right, but good. Listen, Richie, all Englishmen look the same and sound the same. Why not?
I'm a British racist.
I know you are. Yes.
Now, I think went to see some James Bond movies.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's see. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Sellers, Casino Royale.
That was.
Maybe he was in it, but he wasn't James Bond.
Okay. No, he might have been in it. Yeah, because that was a real spoof. That was the one that wasn't done by the Broccolis.
Yeah.
It was just a
spoof movie.
It was a spoof. Yeah. I do think he was in that. You're right about that. Pink Panther Strikes Again. That's where that audio came from 1976. The Pink Panther in the focus in movie music. We get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to overview the movies that did the best this past weekend. I'm going to give you my review of The Man in from Uncle. Chuck Armchair has a review, and so we get the numbers as well coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, Chuck Curry with a review. Let's go through the top five from the weekend first, Chucker, and then we'll do some ancillary stuff.
Okay, Doug, the faith-based film War Room, I got the 3-day totals, did $9.4 million over the weekend, $25 million in 2 weeks. Goes to show you, there's a market for faith-based movies.
Cost them $3 million bucks to produce.
Not on a budget of $3 million to make $25 million in 2 weeks is coming out of nowhere is pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive.
Straight Outta Compton, number two, doing well 4 straight weeks, $148 million to date. What is this third? I can't even. Oh, A Walk in the Woods with Nick Nolte and Robert Redford. Also doing pretty well, around $10 million in its opening weekend.
I've heard a few reviews. They say that's supposed to be a pretty good movie.
That's a pretty good movie, yeah. Right.
That's all I got. I went to see, you could review Man from U.N.C.L.E. I went to see the documentary Steve Jobs, The Man and the Machine.
That's
produced
good.
By CNN. I liked it. I thought it was a...
Is it in wide release?
No, it's only on 30 screens. Actually, it's at the community theater in my neighborhood.
When are they going to wide it? When does it get wide release?
I don't think it's going to get wide release. It'll probably pop up on CNN in the next 60 days.
Let me get this straight.
It's in the art house circuit. But
CNN releases this movie, and they release it in 30 markets, and they choose the Poconos?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know why? Nobody else wants it.
I think it sounds like a great idea.
And all bookers sort of like plotted it there. But yeah, I thought it was an interesting watch. You know, speaking of Steve Jobs, it was a really terrific reaction to Danny Boyle's new Steve Jobs movie at the Telluride Film Festival over the weekend. That film opens October 9th. Michael Fassbender reportedly gives a great performance as Steve Jobs, and from all reports, this will be a major Oscar contender. If you watch the trailer, it really looks really good.
I wonder. All right, wait a minute. I'm going to do my review of the Man from U.N.C.L.E. I only have 45 days.
Go ahead.
I didn't, but Chucker wasn't here, and I wanted him to tell me.
So we all have to about Henry Cavill.
Yeah, you have to shut up. All right, Henry Cavill and Armie Hammer, and the movie set itself up for more. Yeah, it hasn't done what seemed to be spectacular, but it's been very consistent. I tried to get in to see it 3 times before I could actually get into the theater, and I thought it was a very rewarding. It's not crazy, violent, shoot 'em up, kill 'em, blood everywhere. It's a good story that's fun.
How's the chemistry?
Very good, I thought. I thought the chemistry was good. I don't know. I'm trying to remember where Cavill has been. What's he been in?
He's Superman.
Oh, Superman. Okay, so there you go. All right. Yep. Yeah, it was good. So go see The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Yeah.
Like mashed potatoes. It was better the second time around.
That idea. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.